So Mick Orff, help me out, because last week's podcast was just a bust. It was like a clip show. It was a summer rerun. Last week's podcast. I mean, I admit it. I just pulled last week's podcast right out of my archives, and so you got to help me out. You are money in the bank. I need you to talk to me. Be a good interview. Be my Jack Hanna on the old Tonight Show. Just be my guest of all guests. I hope you've got a great story to tell me this week. Do you have a great story? Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 143, Actors Paying Bills. That's a lot of pressure to heap on these narrow shoulders there. The money in the bank. Jack Hanna.
I know.
Wow.
Jack Hanna, for our UK friends, for our friends around the world, Jack Hanna was the head of the Cleveland Zoo, the San Diego Zoo?
The San Diego Zoo, I believe, yes. He would always bring those funny animals that would jump on Johnny or...
And crap on his head or hump his leg or something like that. But he always told good stories. He always told great stories. He was just money in the bank. Not a celebrity, because, you know, you're a celebrity in my eyes, but not a celebrity.
But I'm not a celebrity. No.
But the reason, the thing I wanted to talk to you about...
And I smell like animals.
True. And, ow, stop humping my leg. Just knock it off.
Oh, I thought that was you wanted me to do that.
No, it was just the conversation, I think, is all we need. No, but the reason I wanted to talk to you, aside from I needed the podcast is a beast which must be fed, yes, and I must feed it another week. You were saying to me, I called you a couple days ago, and I said, how's your summer going? You said, you know what? It's going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said, it's you know, I'm working here, I'm working there, I'm gradually, you know, paying off all my debt. Life is good. And I went, how, here we are in the summer of 2009, and the economy stinks the world over, and yet you're an actor, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So how this is great news, A. How are you doing it, B?
Well, it's not by acting, Austin, let me tell you that. No, and it's not, gosh, it's so funny to say, like, things are great. But, I mean, you could look at it a lot of ways. I mean, I was, you know, I could also have said, if you caught me on a different day, I might have been like, you know, things are awful.
But generally, you're a glass half full kind of guy.
I'm very much a glass half full kind of guy. And all those good things with the, you know, my family's great. My wife and I are getting along great, as we always have for 20 years now, baby. Love you.
And, she doesn't listen to V6.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. And my kids, you know, we've had a real fun summer. All that stuff is nice.
Good.
So no matter what, like, even if there's nothing else good, yeah, I always fall back on that. However, this summer, even though I haven't had many auditions, no RSC work,
right,
you know, I have still been waiting tables and just getting the bills paid. But I've also fallen into another job.
Well, before we start that other job, yes, that you've fallen into, where do you wait tables? Is this a restaurant that you've waited at a long time? You don't give me the name, but what kind of unless you want, I don't care. But is it a fancy restaurant? Is it a restaurant you work at weekends? I mean, how does that? Are they comfortable with you taking off to go audition?
Yes, very very nice people. The place I work at, it's. I guess I won't say the name of it.
It's up to you.
It doesn't matter. But it's called Marmalade Cafe. It's in Malibu. And I also work briefly at the one at Sherman Oaks, too. Mm. And they're just real nice people, and they really let me come and go as I please. Mm. This doesn't mean that actors out there should be beating down their door trying to get a job, because maybe you will take my job the next time I go out of town. Like, where the hell's Orff been for 3 weeks? He's off in Hong Kong or Belgium. Let's get this guy a chance. But they're very nice. I've worked there too long. I've worked there for like 10, 11 years now. And
you're money in the bank for them as well?
Apparently, I'm money in the bank.
Okay.
Nice place, simple, okay, they call it California cuisine. You can get a burger or a sandwich, but you can also get a nice steak or a piece of fish, a little of everything,
cool,
pasta, blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
And
they're good to you? Tips are good on the weekends? And,
tips are good, and it's Malibu. The customer's always generous. And once again, even in this economy, things are okay there. Not great, but still good, you know?
And this would be an entire other podcast, is celebrities I have known and who have stiffed me. I
mean, my goodness. Well, no. Very few stiffed me stories.
Really? Oh, good.
But I could tell you nice stories about you know, this and that famous person that I've waited on.
Oh,
and
cool.
90% of the time, they're good tippers. I guess I have a couple of bad tipper stories, right.
Oh, that's good. Well, we'll do that at another time.
That's a whole other podcast, yeah. As Austin likes to say.
So in addition to the waiting tables, you found this. I mean, I think this is fascinating for what actors do when they're not acting.
Oh,
you know. So you have. We all have to figure out ways to pay the bills. You know, make ends meet when we don't have a gig.
Yes.
So you have this waiting tables gig, which is a lot of people don't have, and so you're very lucky there. But then you found this other kind of semi regular thing that you do.
Yes, periodically. I would say I've been on average over the last 8 years, a gig like this comes up once a year through these people at the El Capitan Theater here in Hollywood.
Right.
Which is a big, old-fashioned theater. It's right across the street from Mann's Chinese Theater.
Right there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Exactly.
Across the street from the Kodak Theater, where the Oscars are.
That's also true, yes. This real nice theater, and they always show Disney movies here. The theater is owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Often, when there's a big, appropriate movie, they make this gigantic tent behind the theater. And it's not literally a tent with, like what Hawkeye and BJ were living in on MASH. It's more like a structure.
Right.
But they call it a tent. Carpeted floors, air conditioning, and then there's like games and video games and rides and things of skill that people climb on and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are friends of mine who are stilt walkers and jugglers and clowns and things like that there to entertain the kids. I can do those things, but not nearly as well as my friends or our mutual friend, Reed Martin.
Indeed.
There's a very, very cool common thread coming through all this. My friend who gets me this gig, his name is Phil Briggs. Thank you, Phil. Went to clown college with Matt Croak.
Oh.
And was, in fact, Reduced Shakespeare Company member Matt Croak's roommate in clown college.
Wow, this does come full circle. I had no idea about it.
You didn't know this?
Uh-huh.
And he knows Reed, although Reed doesn't necessarily remember Phil.
Okay.
But they were all on the Phil and Matt and all these other guys that I work with. I can say some of their names off the top of my head. Tuba and Heidi and some other people were all on the Red show or the Red team or whatever you call it. And Reed was on the blue team.
Right.
I might be inverting the colors, but you get the picture. And then Croak, like, defected. When they sent him out on the road, Croak went blue. He went to the blue team. And they were all very, mad at him or something like that. So,
so what do you do with these? So they put on, like, they just wander the crowd, or they actually put on a show? How does that...
They usually just wander the crowd. On this particular gig, we're now the movie G-Force is playing there with the guinea
pigs.
Trained as spies or whatever, I don't know.
It's a documentary.
Yes, as Zach Galifianakis said, it's just like the off-Broadway play. Yeah. In that one, they're doing that. They actually do have a little stage, and everybody does a small, show for kids. But it's you're entertaining, three-year-olds and eight-year-olds. We're not doing Hamlet up there or anything.
Right.
So, and it is by no means acting. Do not mistake this for an acting gig.
All right.
My job, even though I do a little bit of, as I said, juggling and that sort of stuff, my job and the times when I get hired are for movies where they can think of a way that a sword fighter would make sense among this other cast of roaming characters.
Okay.
So on the movie Prince Caspian, on Treasure Planet, on Pirates of the Caribbean, Enchanted, I was in a little prince uniform, and I have these plastic swords, and I stand there and I round up a group of five or seven kids, and I give a little sword fighting lesson. I teach them how to hold it. I teach them advance and retreat. I've got a little witty patter that I say, and then they all kill me at the end in slow motion.
And this is all free too. The ticket is more expensive at the El Capitan, but it includes whatever this extra feature is.
That's exactly right. They call it the experience. So for Enchanted, it was the Enchanted experience, and you go. And now they had Snow White and the Mermaid Lady and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then. That's what's so funny to me is then they had Snow White and the Mermaid and Jasmine and a giant 7-foot stilt man and a juggler and me. And Mickworth talking with a bad British accent going, advance, retreat. And for some reason, the kids like it. We have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. The kids aren't crying about, Mommy, that man touched me.
No, Definitely don't want to hear that. Definitely don't want to hear that. I wouldn't get hired again. There's no touching. We don't hear the word touch.
No, that's good. That's good. Yes, it is an acting, but it's no. Nor are you across the street in front of Man's Chinese Theater in a Spider-Man costume posing for pictures with tourists.
Nor am I that. No.
So there is a middle ground. There's no. You know, I mean, I guess there's no shame in that either. But no. There's no shame in what you do.
No, there's no shame in that either. Or digging ditches. It's all just work.
Well, and it's not really seasonal work. But although I do know when Disney comes out with its big summer movie or its big holiday movie, they run it at the El Capitan, and very often there's a part for you.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly right. And so, it happens that this came up, and I'm doing this, and I'm still waiting table. So I've been, not complaining, but I've been working a lot. I've been working, like, sometimes I'll work there in the morning and go to the restaurant at night,
right,
or vice versa. But when you said, how are things going? Things are going good because I am working and paying some bills, baby.
I'm James Beeman. I'm playing the not-quite-so-brave as Sir Lancelot, Sir Robin, in Monty Python's Spamalot. And you can visit my website and read my blog about my tour adventures at www.jamesbeeman.com. And you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? Oh, we are so close to Hong Kong now, I can taste it. And there's no MSG, which is even better. This Friday, we leave for Hong Kong for 2 weeks of performances at the Hong Kong Academy of the Performing Arts. We'll be performing from Tuesday to Sunday for 2 weeks, from September 8th to the 20th. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for more venue and ticket information. Oh, and let us know, are there any Hong Kong listeners to the podcast out there? We know that the podcast doesn't appear on the Hong Kong iTunes, but you can presumably download it from our website, yes? So let us know. Is there anybody out there? We can't wait to see you. And now back to the lovely and talented Mick Orff, who you will see in Hong Kong. And you were just telling me too that there's you're sort of supplementing the exchequer in other ways as well, but you're going out and making a little money actually the old-fashioned way, the old Wild West way, in a saloon playing cards.
Oh yes. Oh, I thought you meant bounty hunting. No, yes. I play a little poker. Everybody knows this. Everybody in RSC knows this.
Right.
And
well, it's a true thing, and I'm not sure whether we've said it on the podcast before or not, but no matter where we are in the world, you have already investigated whether there's a card room near where we're playing for your night off or your day off or whatever.
This is true. I do not get on the plane without knowing if there will be time for me to find a game and play, mm-hmm, or B, if where I'm going to be, right, when I do have that time off. I played in Holland, in Amsterdam. I played at the casino. I lost my ass there, though.
Oh, dear.
Jerry didn't. We were not there at the same time, but I know that he went and did pretty well for himself.
Jerry did well, and you did well in a Knights of Columbus Hall somewhere in the Midwest.
Yes, a Moose Lodge or something like that in Bloomington,
right,
Illinois. I placed in a tournament. I came in third or fourth or something like that in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. In Albuquerque, played in a tournament at the Isleta Casino, I believe it's called.
Okay.
Did pretty well there. Came in second, won a couple $100.
Huge.
So every once in a while, I supplement the income.
And have you planned your trip to the island of Macau for when we leave, go to Hong Kong next week?
Oh, I'll be going to Macau, baby. You, that talk about money in the bank, put that in the bank. Orff is going to Macau. The only thing is, I don't like boats. I wonder if there's another way to get me there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a?
If they're playing cards on the boat, you could be persuaded to go on the boat.
Yeah, okay, then I'll get on the boat. I suffer from a little bit of motion sickness.
Oh, problem.
But I will. I'll tough it out on the boat to get to Macau and play some cards, absolutely.
So that might be a good, it's not a tell, but that might be a good trick for me next time, is if you and I are playing cards, and if I just start weaving back and forth, I could maybe throw you off your game a little bit.
You might. Or if I don't, if I stay in the hand despite my nausea, then you know I've got, you know, pocket aces or something like that.
Ha ha! Is everybody going to be cool with the fact that you're going out with the Renew Shakespeare Company a lot this fall?
Everybody, my wife, you mean?
Your wife, the restaurant, the El Capitan, the various card rooms here in L.A. that depend on your custom?
That depend on my rake? The card rooms are fine, they say go, except for the guys who play in the card rooms are like, we want that fish to give us all his money. Don't let him go to Hong Kong. You know, the family's not doing cartwheels that daddy's going to be gone for a couple weeks, and then a bunch more in the fall, but those are all little trips.
Yeah.
This is the life of an actor.
It is.
It's what can we do? You can't, got to do it. I'm excited to go. And my only regret is that they can't come. It would be so cool to be able to bring everybody if we were all communists or something and could just bring everybody along.
But, or much, much more famous.
Yes, that's right. If this was, if we were shooting a film in Hong Kong for 2 weeks, it'd be a different story. But yeah, it is what it
That's
is.
That's all right. Welcome back to the Renew Shakespeare Company, Mick Oram.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. Great to see you. Always a pleasure.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your odd jobs via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com. If you have a band and are still on MySpace, you can find us on myspace.com/reducedshakespeare. You can become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or better than all of those, you can become a twit. Follow us and interact with us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, actor, clown, and chief cook and bottle washer at DVDPlayground.com, Matthew Croak. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to the Walkers. No reason. It's totally random. Special thanks to James Beam and his tour of Monty Python's Spamalot has one more week in L.A., then hits San Diego, San Jose, Tucson, Arizona, and Costa Mesa, California. Check out Jamie's blog and the full Spamalot tour schedule at jamesbeaman.com. That's Beaman, B-A-Man, B-E-A-M-A-N.com. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 143/429 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Saved me again.
See, now I don't think there was anything that great.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.